Hey, welcome back to my third session of Sleep Audio Rambles, and my main goal here is to try to get you to go to sleep, relax, or maybe even possibly bore you to death. Whichever one works, I guess. So yeah, tonight I wanted to tell you about what I did today. It's one of my favourite hobbies, although I don't think that hobby shares the same love for me as I do for it, and that is gardening. So today I visited a garden centre and I bought a whole bunch of plants that will probably die on me within the week. But yeah, gardening is one of my hobbies, something that I've always dreamt of. So yeah, I really like the idea of a cottage garden, if you know what that is. So basically that's lots of little rose shrubs, so like miniature roses, I think, yeah. And lavender, also delphiniums, foxgloves, hollyhocks if you've heard of them, and yeah, just all those sort of like bright flowers, and things that can sort of be like low on the ground but still provide a lot of like greenery and nice things to look at. So yeah. My biggest dream is basically to have a cottage garden. Unfortunately for me, my garden does not seem to share that same love for cottage plants as I do, unfortunately. But yeah, so I did go to a garden centre today and try shopping for some new rose bushes. I'm not entirely sure how long they're gonna last, just because the area that I live in is really quite dry, and the summers get really, really hot, and the winters also get really, really cold. So yeah, it's like there's no middle ground. But yeah, so a lot of the plants that I own, they're a bit finicky, and like the slightest bit of frost will make them just wither up and die, and everything else pretty much is destroyed by the heat. Please ignore that. I have a cat in the background who is demanding food, although she's already been fed about 3 times today. But yes, so that is something I am trying to make happen. A cottage garden, that is. Unfortunately, it's going not as great as I hoped, but we're working on it. I'm still working on it. Yeah. Well, this isn't really a cottage garden actually type, but I really like a plant called baby's tears, and I think it's kind of like a mossy looking thing. So yeah, that one actually grows pretty well if I keep it indoors or in a shaded area. But yeah, what I was really hoping for was the vibrant flowers and the greenery and one of those nice little things where I can put a picnic rug out and just read in my backyard. But yeah, it's getting there. So far I've managed to get quite a few lavenders growing, some rosemary as well. And yeah, it's good for that because I actually do use rosemary in my cooking, when I do cook and don't burn the house down, that is. But yeah, so it's nice to have that sort of stuff around. I think like rosemary and lavender are quite hardy. I also have some jasmine climbers, I think, like, yeah, they're climbers. And I really love the smell of jasmine, like that's one of my favourite scents ever. So when I'm buying candles, I always go for jasmine scented ones or just any kind of floral really. But yeah, so that's me, Nicer Sprite's attempt at gardening. And like all things in life, it doesn't always pan out the way you hoped it would. But yeah, so that's it for that one. I thought I'd just share with you that little thing that I did and today, and I guess next time, by next week, we'll find out whether my little rose shrubs are still living or whether I've decided to go to rose heaven. I don't know. But yeah, on another note, it's Christmas approaching really quickly. And I can't believe we're still in 2021. I can't believe. I still feel like we're in 2020. And I haven't actually bought up any Christmas presents yet for my family or friends. That's something I need to get around to doing. But yeah, so I've mostly just been decorating the Christmas tree. And it looks Looks like a toddler did it, to be honest. I'm not very good at decorating. But I've hung a shit ton of tinsel around it and just put a lot of like little baubles and things around it. So yeah, I mean, it's possible. It can be looked at and you'll think of Christmas, definitely. But yeah, I don't think decor is my main specialty, so yeah, aka I suck. But yeah, so that's another thing I've been trying to do. But usually during Christmas time, so right about now, a lot of people put out their Christmas lights over here. I'm pretty sure other people do that in other countries as well. Also ignore the cat again. She is a liar. She has been fed. But yeah, so usually around this time I'd go around looking at Christmas lights with my friends. We usually take a drive through different areas of the city and just look at all the different houses that have put up decorations, and it's really pretty at night. And luckily where I am, it's summer in Christmas, so as you can tell, I'm not from the Northern Hemisphere. But yeah, so it's like a warm Christmas, so going around for those drives at nights and just leaving the windows open and looking at the lights, it's really calming, and but it's also a bit exciting. So yeah, I miss that. I haven't done it this year, but I will hopefully go soon. Yeah, my cat is currently trying to break my door down, but she has to learn to be patient, just like the rest of us. Sorry. Anyway, back to it. So in regards to like sleep, I just wanted to bring this up. Gardening is my happy place, even if it doesn't feel the same way about me. So when I'm trying to get to sleep at night and I struggle, I think of like the cottage garden that I always wanted, and I think of all the flowers that I'd like to have in it and how it would look. And yeah, just all those kind of things. So I guess you could call that my happy place, although I hate that term, but it just sounds so juvenile. But yeah, so for me, cottage garden dreams is how I fall asleep. That and a nice cup of tea. I usually just go to T2 or some other tea store and find like a chamomile blend or something like that. Yeah, so I dream of my garden, or my idealistic garden. And I think it's about finding that happy place to try and help us just relax. So for you, it might be a holiday or a place that you've already been and you want to visit again. Maybe it's somewhere that you haven't been. It might just be like an idea that you've got in your brain. Somewhere that you're really looking forward to go to, or maybe it's a setting in your book that you like, or anything like that, really. I could prattle on for a long time about that. So yeah, but I guess the important thing is to actually try and visualize it without just thinking about it. So for me, that would be I try to imagine how the flowers would feel against my skin. I try to imagine how they smell, like by memory or whatever. And just like if I'm trying to picture that it's a sunny day, I guess I try to feel like I'm getting warm from the sun hitting down on me. But yeah, so I think it's not just a visualization practice, and I guess we're getting a bit to mindfulness here. But so it's like, yeah, like a bit of a meditation, actually. That's probably a better word for it. Where you try and just basically think of where you feel happy, where you feel safe, and you're able to rest and you feel comfortable with yourself. And yeah, like I said, some people it's maybe at the beach or in a setting in your favorite book with your favorite characters or a TV show, whatever, you know. So it's always something to nice to think about. I try to think about things that make me happy before I go to sleep. Speaking of, it is 2:48 a.m. and I should wrap this up soon. But yeah, so it's part of that. I think it's like I said, mindfulness practice where you try to be aware not just of the plants or where you are, but how it feels to be around them, what you appreciate about most about in that memory or in that dream, And yeah, you really just try and put yourself into that situation and let the calm feelings wash over you. It's something that I learned in one of my uni degrees. So yeah, I try to apply it to myself, but it doesn't always work. But yeah, I do implore anyone who is struggling to just relax or calm down to just let themselves sit there, let yourself sit there and just breathe quietly. You can do the deep breathing that they always say is really good. For me, I just find myself getting asthma. But yeah, and just imagine yourself in that moment, wherever you are, on a boat, in a book, whatever you're doing, and try to think, like, can I feel the pages of this book in my hand? Or, like, if you're on a boat, you know, you imagine that you're rocking on the ocean or whatever. So yeah, I'm not the best at describing this when I'm a bit tired, but that's part of my relaxing talk, hopefully. And hopefully by now you'll be feeling a bit more tired. Hopefully thinking about maybe your own garden or any plants that you own at home. And you'll be able to fall off to sleep soon. Or just get into a more relaxing position. So yeah, that's all I have to say for tonight. And good night, everyone. I hope you manage to get some good rest. Bye.